This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. US President Donald Trump has said that he is considering winding down military operations against Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said they are getting very close to meeting their objective of the military operations and hence considering winding down the military efforts in the Middle East. His post was the strongest indication yet that he may be prepared to soon end hostilities that begin on February 28. Trump's statement comes amid Iran's intensified retaliatory strikes to the attacks US and Israel launch on February 28. This week, after Israel struck a key gas field in Iran, the Iranians hit back by targeting world's largest LNG plant in Qatar, which is on the other side of the same gas field. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel will stop attacking the gas field that Iranians depend on for most of their electricity at the request of US President. United States has also announced a 30-day sanctions waiver permitting the sale of Iranian oil currently stranded at sea. Israel has intensified its military campaign against Hezbollah, carrying out a fresh wave of precision air strikes on Beirut's southern suburbs. The strikes followed evacuation warnings to residents, with Israeli military maintaining it is targeting command centers and infrastructure linked to the group. The humanitarian situation in Lebanon continues to worsen as the conflict intensifies. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men participated in the Power Ministerial Meet National on Friday at the Yasobhumi Convention Center on the sidelines of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026. The meeting was chaired by Union Minister of Power and Housing Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar. During the panel discussion, Deputy CM highlighted Arunachal Pradesh's critical role in India's clean energy transition, with an estimated 58,000 megawatt hydropower potential, accounting for more than 38% of the national total. He outlined key challenges on hydropower project implementation and the need to fast-track viable projects through CPSUs amid rising cost. Mr. Main further reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh remains committed to contributing significantly to India's vision of a Viksit Bharat 2047 and called for continued collaboration. District Magistrate Capital Itanagar of Arunachal Pradesh, Toko Babu, has allotted a helpline number 9862024299 for the public interest in a circular issued on Friday to monitor and regulate LPG and petroleum, oil and lubricant supplies, in view of current international energy supply chain situation. It notified the public to report any activities of hoarding, black marketing and price manipulation of LPG cylinders. It also urged the citizens to share photos and videos of such acts via WhatsApp on helpline number or by email at icrdfcso@gmail.com. Meanwhile, the identity of the complainants shall be kept strictly confidential. South Korea has said that they are ready to join efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz, responsible for 20% of global oil and gas supply. South Korean Foreign Ministry said that it will join seven countries, including European nations and Japan, in their joint statement condemning Iran's attacks in the Gulf and the de facto closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The joint statement issued by Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the Netherlands and Canada calls on Iran to cease its attacks and attempts to block the strategic waterway, the complete with the principle of freedom of navigation. External Affairs Ministry fact-check unit has debunked claims that the US asked India to support military assets to bomb Iran from Western India. It has urged people to stay alert against such false and baseless claims and posts on social media. Eid ul-Fitr celebrated across country. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.